Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we must get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we must get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your children. Go wake up that boy. Go wake up that daughter. Go wake up that oldest boy, that youngest boy, that oldest girl, and that youngest girl, and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Let them know now, we on the air. We're beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever the internet radio can be heard. Now go wake them up now. Go wake them up. Let me go get my roosters. My roosters know how to wake you up. My rooster know how to wake you up. They can get you out of bed. Matter of fact, you ought to see them strutting around here, boy. They got the chest stuck out because they like to do a good job. They got the little head up and everything. Oh, these roosters looking good, particularly red. See, red, boy, red. Now, when red start crowing, red ain't no even stop crowing. Let me go get a good song. Let me go get a good song this morning. Let me go get a song about Willie Banks and the Messenger. There's a song he called. Thank y'all, roosters, this morning. Just look at the blessing.
Don't realize how blessed they are. Oh, Lord, it is a blessing to have legs that are moving. A blessing to have a tongue that will move and say thank you, Jesus. Don't you know somewhere, Willie, somebody was born with two legs just like you and I, but the legs won't walk. And somebody somewhere was born with a tongue, but it won't move and say thank you, Jesus. Look at you and I today. Hey, daughter, good daughter. Somebody, little child somewhere, is naked and ain't got no clothes to wear. Somebody's child somewhere have gone all day long and ain't got no bread to eat. Look at your child and my child. Look at the home we got from the living. And look at the clothes we got to go on our back. Look at the bread we got on the table. You tell me, ain't God a good God? We all ought to look around us today and tell the world. Yeah.
night, that was Willie Banks and the Messengers saying, just look at the blessings. Just look at the blessings. Oh, you are blessed this morning. If you can see, that's a blessing. If you can hear, that's a blessing. If you can walk, that's a blessing. If you can eat, that's a blessing. Just look at the blessing. All right, that's your song for the day. That's your song for the day. It's time to read the Bible. Time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of the book of Ezekiel. Out of the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 21. Through 23, Ezekiel 21 through 23, reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
The word of the Lord came to me.
Son of man, set your face against Jerusalem and preach against the sanctuary. Prophesy against the land of Israel and say to her, this is what the Lord says, I am against you. I will draw my sword from its sheath and cut off from you both the righteous and the wicked. Because I am going to cut off the righteous and the wicked, my sword will be unsheathed against everyone from south to north. Then all people will know that I, the Lord, have drawn my sword from its sheath. It will not return again. Therefore groan, son of man, groan before them with broken heart and bitter grief. And when they ask you,
why are you groaning?
You shall say,
because of the news that is coming. Every heart will melt and every hand go limp. Every spirit will become faint and every knee will be wet with urine.
It is coming. It will surely take place, declares the Sovereign Lord.
The word of the Lord came to me.
Son of man, prophesy and say, this is what the Lord says. A sword, sharpened and polished, sharpened for the slaughter, polished to flash like lightning. Shall we rejoice in the scepter of my royal son? The sword despises every such stick. The sword is appointed to be polished, to be grasped with the hand. It is sharpened and polished, made ready for the hand of the slayer. Cry out and wail, son of man, for it is against my people. It is against all the princes of Israel. They are thrown to the sword along with my people. Therefore beat your breast. Testing will surely come. And what if even the scepter, which the sword despises, does not continue? Declares the Sovereign Lord. So then, son of man, prophesy and strike your hands together. Let the sword strike twice, even three times. It is a sword for slaughter, a sword for great slaughter, closing in on them from every side, so that hearts may melt and the fallen be many. I have stationed the sword for slaughter at all their gates. Oh, it is made to flash like lightning. It is grasped for slaughter. Slash to the right, you sword, then to the left, wherever your blade is turned. I too will strike my hands together, and my wrath will subside. I, the Lord, have spoken.
The word of the Lord came to me.
Son of man, mark out two roads for the sword of the king of Babylon to take, both starting from the same country. Make a signpost where the road branches off to the city. Mark out one road for the sword to come against Rabbah of the Ammonites, and another against Judah and fortified Jerusalem. For the king of Babylon will stop at the fork in the road, at the junction of the two roads, to seek an omen. He will cast lots with arrows. He will consult his idols. He will examine the liver. Into his right hand will come the lot for Jerusalem, where he is to set up battering rams, to give the command to slaughter, to sound the battle cry, to set battering rams against the gates, to build a ramp and to erect siege works. It will seem like a false omen to those who have sworn allegiance to him, but he will remind them of their guilt and take them captive. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Because you people have brought to mind your guilt by your open rebellion, revealing your sins in all that you do, because you have done this, you will be taken captive. You profane and wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come, whose time of punishment has reached its climax. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Take off the turban, remove the crown. It will not be as it was. The lowly will be exalted, and the exalted will be brought low. A ruin, I will make it a ruin. The crown will not be restored until he to whom it rightfully belongs shall come. To him I will give it. And you, son of man, prophesy and say,
this is what the Sovereign Lord says about the Ammonites and their insults.
A sword, drawn for the slaughter, polished to consume and to flash like lightning. Despite false visions concerning you and lying divinations about you, it will be laid on the necks of the wicked who are to be slain, whose day has come, whose time of punishment has reached its climax. Let the sword return to its sheath, in the place where you were created, in the land of your ancestry. I will judge you. I will pour out my wrath on you, and breathe out my fiery anger against you. I will deliver you into the hands of brutal men, men skilled in destruction. You will be fuel for the fire. Your blood will be shed in your land. You will be remembered no more, for I, the Lord, have spoken.
The word of the Lord came to me.
Son of man, will you judge her? Will you judge this city of bloodshed? Then confront her with all her detestable practices and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. You city that brings on herself doom by shedding blood in her midst and defiles herself by making idols. You have become guilty because of the blood you have shed and have become defiled by the idols you have made. You have brought your days to a close and the end of your years has come. Therefore I will make you an object of scorn to the nations and a laughingstock to all the countries. Those who are near and those who are far away will mock you, you infamous city full of turmoil. See how each of the princes of Israel, who are in you, uses his power to shed blood. In you, they have treated father and mother with contempt. In you, they have oppressed the foreigner and mistreated the fatherless and the widow. You have despised my holy things and desecrated my Sabbaths. In you are slanderers who are bent on shedding blood. In you are those who eat at the mountain shrines and commit lewd acts. In you are those who dishonor their father's bed. In you are those who violate women during their period when they are ceremonially unclean. In you, one man commits a detestable offense with his neighbor's wife. Another shamefully defiles his daughter-in-law. And another violates his sister, his own father's daughter. In you are people who accept bribes to shed blood. You take interest and make a profit from the poor. You extort unjust gain from your neighbors, and you have forgotten me, declares the sovereign Lord. I will surely strike my hands together at the unjust gain you have made and at the blood you have shed in your midst. Will your courage endure or your hands be strong in the day I deal with you? I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. I will disperse you among the nations and scatter you through the countries, and I will put an end to your uncleanness. When you have been defiled in the eyes of the nations, you will know that I am the Lord.
Then the word of the Lord came to me.
Son of man, the house of Israel has become dross to me. All of them are the copper, tin, iron, and lead left inside a furnace. They are but the dross of silver. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because you have all become dross, I will gather you into Jerusalem. As silver, copper, iron, lead, and tin are gathered into a furnace to be melted with a fiery blast, so will I gather you in my anger and my wrath, and put you inside the city and melt you. I will gather you, and I will blow on you with my fiery wrath, and you will be melted inside her. As silver is melted in a furnace, so you will be melted inside her, and you will know that I, the Lord, have poured out my wrath on you.
Again, the word of the Lord came to me.
Son of man, say to the land, you are a land that has not been cleansed or rained on in the day of wrath. There is a conspiracy of her princes within her like a roaring lion tearing its prey. They devour people, take treasures and precious things, and make many widows within her. Her priests do violence to my law and profane my holy things. They do not distinguish between the holy and the common. They teach that there is no difference between the unclean and the clean, and they shut their eyes to the keeping of my Sabbaths so that I am profaned among them. Her officials within her are like wolves tearing their prey. They shed blood and kill people to make unjust gain. Her prophets whitewash these deeds for them by false visions and lying divinations. They say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, when the Lord has not spoken. The people of the land practice extortion and commit robbery. They oppress the poor and needy and mistreat the foreigner, denying them justice. I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. So I will pour out my wrath on them and consume them with my fiery anger, bringing down on their own heads all they have done.
The word of the Lord came to me.
Son of man, there were two women, daughters of the same mother. They became prostitutes in Egypt, engaging in prostitution from their youth. In that land, their breasts were fondled, and their virgin bosoms caressed. The older was named Ohola, and her sister was Oholibah. They were Maya, and gave birth to sons and daughters. Ohola is Samaria, and Oholibah is Jerusalem. Ohola engaged in prostitution while she was still nine, and she lusted after her lovers, the Assyrians, warriors clothed in blue, governors and commanders, all of them handsome young men and mounted horsemen. She gave herself as a prostitute to all the elite of the Assyrians and defiled herself with all the idols of everyone she lusted after. She did not give up the prostitution she began in Egypt, when during her youth, men slept with her, caressed her virgin bosom, and poured out their lust on her. Therefore I delivered her into the hands of her lovers, the Assyrians, for whom she lusted. They stripped her naked, took away her sons and daughters, and killed her with the sword. She became a byword among women, and punishment was inflicted on her. Her sister Oholibah saw this, yet in her lust and prostitution, she was more depraved than her sister. She too lusted after the Assyrians, governors and commanders, warriors in full dress, mounted horsemen, all handsome young men. I saw that she too defiled herself. Both of them went the same way, but she carried her prostitution still further. She saw men portrayed on a wall, figures of Chaldeans portrayed in red, with belts around their waists and flowing turbans on their heads. All of them looked like Babylonian chariot officers, natives of Chaldea. As soon as she saw them, she lusted after them and sent messengers to them in Chaldea. Then the Babylonians came to her, to the bed of love, and in their lust, they defiled her. After she had been defiled by them, she turned away from them in disgust. When she carried on her prostitution openly and exposed her nakedness, I turned away from her in disgust, just as I had turned away from her sister. Yet she became more and more promiscuous as she recalled the days of her youth, when she was a prostitute in Egypt. There she lusted after her lovers, whose genitals were like those of donkeys, and whose emission was like that of horses. So you longed for the lewdness of your youth, when in Egypt your bosom was caressed, and your young breasts fondled. Therefore, Oholibah, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will stir up your lovers against you, those you turned away from in disgust, and I will bring them against you from every side, the Babylonians and all the Chaldeans, the men of Pekod and Shoah and Koah, and all the Assyrians with them, handsome young men, all of them governors and commanders, chariot officers and men of high rank, all mounted on horses. They will come against you with weapons, chariots and wagons, and with a throng of people. They will take up positions against you on every side, with large and small shields and with helmets. I will turn you over to them for punishment, and they will punish you according to their standards. I will direct my jealous anger against you, and they will deal with you in fury. They will cut off your noses and your ears, and those of you who are left will fall by the sword. They will take away your sons and daughters, and those of you who are left will be consumed by fire. They will also strip you of your clothes and take your fine jewelry. So I will put a stop to the lewdness and prostitution you began in Egypt. You will not look on these things with longing or remember Egypt anymore. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am about to deliver you into the hands of those you hate, to those you turned away from in disgust. They will deal with you in hatred and take away everything you have worked for. They will leave you stark naked, and the shame of your prostitution will be exposed. Your lewdness and promiscuity have brought this on you, because you lusted after the nations and defiled yourself with their idols. You have gone the way of your sister, so I will put her cup in your hand. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. You will drink your sister's cup, a cup large and deep. It will bring scorn and derision, for it holds so much. You will be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, the cup of ruin and desolation, the cup of your sister Samaria. You will drink it and drain it dry and chew on its pieces, and you will tear your breasts. I have spoken, declares the Sovereign Lord. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Since you have forgotten me and thrust me behind your back, you must bear the consequences of your lewdness and prostitution.
The Lord said to me,
Son of man, will you judge Ohola and Oholibah? Then confront them with their detestable practices, for they have committed adultery and blood is on their hands. They committed adultery with their idols. They even sacrificed their children, whom they bore to me, as food for them. They have also done this to me. At that same time, they defiled my sanctuary and desecrated my Sabbaths. On the very day they sacrificed their children to their idols, they entered my sanctuary and desecrated it. That is what they did in my house. They even sent messengers for men who came from far away. And when they arrived, you bathed yourself for them, painted your eyes, and put on your jewelry. You sat on an elegant couch with a table spread before it on which you had placed the incense and olive oil that belonged to me. The noise of a carefree crowd was around her. Drunkards were brought from the desert along with men from the rabble, and they put bracelets on the arms of the woman and her sister, and beautiful crowns on their heads. Then I said about the one worn out by adultery, "Now let them use her as a prostitute, for that is all she is." And they slept with her. As men sleep with a prostitute, so they slept with those lewd women, Ohola and Oholibah. But righteous judges will sentence them to the punishment of women who commit adultery and shed blood, because they are adulterous and blood is on their hands. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Bring a mob against them and give them over to terror and plunder. The mob will stone them and cut them down with their swords. They will kill their sons and daughters and burn down their houses. So I will put an end to lewdness in the land, that all women may take warning and not imitate you. You will suffer the penalty for your lewdness and bear the consequences of your sins of idolatry. Then you will know that I am the sovereign Lord.
All right. That was our scripture reading this morning. We read out of the book of Ezekiel chapter 21, 22, and 23. May God bless those who have read and who have heard his holy word. All right, it's prayer time now. It's time for prayer. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up. Let's make our prayer circle. Come on, grandmama, granddaughter, grandson, mama, daddy. Come on, y'all. Let's pray this morning. Let's talk to the Lord. Things go better after prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we praise you once again for giving us a good night's sleep, and thank you for waking us up early this morning as we have started out this day. Thank you, dear God, that you even delight in us coming to you. You say, come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And we need you today, dear God. Oh, Lord, our country is standing in need of prayer. Lord, just like we read out of the book of Ezekiel and how the country of Israel and Judah, dear God, how they were sinning, dear God. They was not representing you properly, dear God. They was practicing sin all over the land, dear God. And Lord, we in America, Lord, we're practicing sin all over the land. Lord, we ask you to have mercy on our country today. Have mercy, dear God, on our land today, dear God. Lord, we pray now for our president, dear God. Surround him, dear God, with people that have wisdom and knowledge and understanding, that has your word and your best interests at heart, dear God. We pray for all of his advisors, dear God, his cabinet, dear God. We pray for them. We pray for him and his family. Protect them from any hurt, harm, and danger, dear God. We pray for the Supreme Court justices, dear God. We pray, dear God, that they will rule, dear God, according to your laws, dear God, that justice can roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream in our land, dear God. Touch those justices and all our judges across the land, even the JP courts, dear God. Touch them in a mighty, mighty way, dear God. Lord, we pray for the congressmen, dear God, the senators. We pray for the governors, the mayors, dear God. We pray that you'll touch them all, dear God. And we pray that their laws will match up with your laws, dear God. And any law that don't match up with your law, Lord, we pray that they'll just throw it away, dear God. And Lord, just be with all our wonderful listeners out there in radio land. You know what they're standing in need of. Some need jobs, some need healing, some need transportation. Dear God, just bless them with the blessing they stand in need of. And Lord, we'll be careful to praise you for it, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it, that's it, that's it. We done sung our song. We done had our scripture. And we done prayed our prayer. And now the clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for joining us today on In Your Corner. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready now to get that sermon together for you, the early morning listeners. We got that good sermon here. So listen for that good sermon coming up right away. And then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters. Because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a sermon I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church, a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. If you're ever in Irving, Texas, please stop by and worship the Lord with us right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama with real live people. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, Miss Denny's program, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long because we are in your corner.